MBA meeting, January 25th, 2022.
That he counts as attending.
Yes.
Correct? And that's
yes.
Okay.
And you'll have to attend for commission meeting as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm planning on that. Yeah, I'm planning on.
Oh, very good. Okay. So as soon as we start, I'll bring you up to speed. And this will be fast.
No, this will be real fast. So Brent, were you going to chair this meeting?
Well, I was going to have Andy do it because I was going to be gone.
Yeah.
So I think maybe Wade, you ought to chair it.
Okay. No, that is just fine as long as I can turn it over to you and let you kind of walk with the important parts.
Okay.
And I'm representing Bert today.
Excellent.
All right, so you got all the important parts, Carla.
Okay, good.
Hopefully.
Well, it's 2:30. I suppose we could go ahead and start unless there's an objection.
Now let's start it.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to the MBA meeting, all that are in attendance. The January 25th, 2022 Municipal Building Authority and RDA meetings. We have myself, Commissioner Heaton. Commissioner Chamberlain is the chair of this meeting. He's not able to attend in person today, so he's asked that I chair this meeting. We have Commissioner Chamberlain in attending via phone. So we have the two of us here, as well as our county clerk, Carla Johnson. We will entertain a motion on the consent agenda. Do we want to dispense with that, Brent? Or I guess it's going to be a little awkward.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We can do it, though. I mean, I could move that we approve the consent agenda, including the MBA meetings for January 11th, 2022.
Perfect. We have a motion. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Let's move into our regular agenda. We have one agenda item, and that's going to be to discuss the separating portions of the roadshed project that the MBA has undertaken. So we're going to turn some time to Carla to explain the details of this.
Okay, this is kind of awkward because of the supply chain and everything that's going on in the building industry. Normally we would... Normally Iron Rock would get a couple of prices from metal buildings, and then they would use that to develop their engineer's estimate of what the project would cost. However, the steel building companies are not issuing those because they can't hold to them. So what they're looking for, because of such a quick turnaround in the industry, they're going to need to issue their bid and have a contract approved and signed. They would like to have it done the day that's approved. That will depend on whether or not the contract passes through the attorney. So given that problem, we have looked at how we handle procurement in this kind of a situation, and the only way to do this is to separate the project into two parts. Now, that is not to avoid procurement at all. By separating it, it allows us to go out for an RFP on the steel buildings and take sealed bids. And that meets our procurement. We'll get the sealed bids. We'll open that at a commission meeting. And then our attorney will have to review and cover the contract and get that approved so that you can sign it with that quick turnaround. But that way, we'll go out to bid and meet our procurement on that half, and the entire project is going to be over $50,000. So we have to meet the over $50,000 formal procurement. So we'll do it in two formal procurement parts. We'll get the steel buildings, we'll contract for those, and then we'll get the RFP to erect the buildings and do all of the site work. And they will both be treated as over $50,000 procurements. Did
Thank
that
you.
Make perfect sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. We're good.
And Bert said he apologizes, he is homesick.
Mm.
He can hardly talk.
There is a lot of that running around. All right, any questions, Commissioner Chamberlain, on that?
No, I think that's a thorough explanation, and I would, if you're ready to entertain a motion, I'd move that we approve the separation of these two parts in the bid process using the proper procurement policy or process for both, but to allow for securing pricing on the steel building and get that one bid in place, and the installation and site work separate from that. Does that cover it, Carla, you think?
Yes. And so what, with your permission at this point, I'll go ahead. I just received the RFP documents from Iron Rock this morning. I'll go ahead and put it out for bid, get those in just in time for your next commission meeting to do a bid opening at your following commission meeting.
Sounds great.
That's perfect.
And I'll
Sounds
be
great.
Only listing it on our public notice website. At this point, I'm not going to go out any further than that. Iron Rock will be contacting individual metal building people.
Yep. No, that's good.
Yeah. Well, so if it was posted on our site in the state, you do it on the state site as well, and that's adequate, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think so. So we have a motion to approve this, and I have talked with Carla a little bit about this. I think this is just out of necessity. Obviously, this project has already been approved. We've had public hearings to do this. But out of necessity, because of the strange building circumstances we find ourselves in, this makes a lot of sense to me. So any more discussion, Brent, or can we vote on that?
No, let's vote.
All right. All in favor? Aye. All right. The motion passes unanimously. Seeing no other agenda items, I'd accept a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Very good. Motion on the floor to adjourn. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you.